This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei presided over prayers Monday for Qasem Soleimani as hundreds of thousands of people assembled in Tehran to mourn the top Iranian general. Monday's huge procession followed a similar one Sunday. In the southwestern city of Ahvaz, where black-clad marchers chanted and beat their chests in homage to Soleimani. Iran is observing 3 days of mourning before Soleimani's burial in his hometown of Kerman on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the leader of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Tehran attending the funeral.
Ismail Haniyeh, in an address to Iranian mourners, described the slain General Qasem Soleimani as a martyr of Jerusalem. Haniyeh vowed that Palestinian militant groups, including his Islamic group that controls Gaza, will walk Soleimani's way to confront the Zionist project and the American influence. Haniyeh's visit to Iran was surprising. In December, Egypt allowed him to travel for his first regional tour since 2017 election into the Hamas leadership on the condition that he wouldn't visit Iran, according to Arab and Israel media reports. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Australia continues to battle wildfires that have scorched millions of hectares across three states. Rain and cooler temperatures on Monday are bringing some relief to communities battling the fires. Thousands of people are living in campsites. Among them is Stacey Ballantyne.
Pretty hectic, actually. The amount of times I've packed all my belongings in the car or tried to get it out, you know what I mean, and dragged the kids somewhere that we're going to, you know, be out of our house for who knows how long. And not knowing what's going on and how bad it's going to be, you know, like, it's a bit stressful.
24 people have died since the blazes began. For more on this story or any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the mobile app. This is VOA News. Three Americans, one U.S. military service member and two contractors, were killed by Somalia's Al-Shabaab militant group during an attack on Sunday on a military base in Kenya. Reuters' Cyril Charlton reports.
Pictures released by militant group Al-Shabaab Sunday claim to show the aftermath of an attack in Kenya, which killed three Americans. One U.S. military service member and two contractors were killed in Sunday's attack on a military base close to the Somali border. Several others were wounded, and the Kenyan military said a number of militants were dead. Now the attack presents another crisis for Washington. The Pentagon is grappling with a rapidly escalating standoff with Iran following a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed Iran's top military commander.
That is Reuters' Sarah Charlton reporting. In Venezuela, the socialist lawmaker Luis Parra was installed as chief of the legislature after Congress was seized and the opposition leader blocked from entering. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
On Sunday, Venezuela's ruling socialists seized Congress and handed the leadership to their own lawmaker, Luis Parra. The move is a gambit to cement President Nicolas Maduro's hold on power and sidelines the man who staked a rival claim to the presidency, Juan Guaido. Guaido served as opposition leader, but this move takes away the job that lets him challenge Maduro. On Sunday, Guaido was blocked from entering the building. Troops stopped him with riot shields and force. Guaido is recognized by more than 50 countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader. While Maduro is widely unpopular, but has clung to power with military support.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan. Police in Bangladesh say more than 1,000 students and activists on Monday marched through the country's main public university after a second-year student was raped. The protesters gathered on the campus in Dhaka after the victim was rescued and taken to Dhaka Medical College Hospital around midnight Sunday. In Bangladesh, a Muslim-majority conservative nation of 160 million people, women regularly face various forms of harassment, including rape and torture. 1917 and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won the big movie awards at the Golden Globes, with Fleabag and Succession winning in the TV categories. AP's entertainment correspondent Margie Saraletta has more.
Among the winners for the movie acting awards were Renee Zellweger, Joaquin Phoenix, Awkwafina, and Brad Pitt. Among the TV acting award winners were Brian Cox, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Olivia Colman, and Rami Youssef, who joked he knows that no one has seen his show, Rami. Ricky Gervais hosted for the fifth time and had no plans for being invited back.
You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.